What if most of what you call aging isn't aging at all? Here's a startling truth. Roughly 70% of physical decline after 40 comes from disuse, not time. The weakness, the stiffness, the fatigue we accept as inevitable, these aren't birthday gifts from biology. They're signals we've been sending our own bodies day after day, telling them to shut down. But here's the revolution. We can change the signal. Through specific, consistent exercise, you can literally reverse decades of deterioration. This isn't about vanity or chasing youth. It's about reclaiming the life your body was designed to live. Your body operates on a simple binary: grow or decay. Every moment, billions of chemical signals instruct cells whether to build or break down. When you exercise, you create controlled damage, tiny muscle tears that trigger inflammation. This activates cytokine 6, which sounds the alarm, followed by cytokine 10, which orchestrates repair and strengthening. It's a cascade. Stress leads to adaptation, damage leads to growth. When we're young, growth is the default. But in our 30s, the tide reverses. Decay becomes baseline. Without intervention, you'll lose roughly 10% of your muscle mass, bone density, and coordination every decade. The modern sedentary lifestyle confuses our ancient biology. Our bodies still think we're endurance hunters. When we don't move as designed, everything starts failing. But here's the magnificent part. 45 to 60 minutes of daily exercise overrides that decay signal. 6 days a week until you die sounds demanding, but consider the alternative. If one intervention could transform your life, it's aerobic exercise. It triggers 5 cascading benefits. First, it rebuilds your cellular power plants, creating new mitochondria and capillaries that restore youthful energy. Second, it alters your blood chemistry, reducing inflammation and eliminating 50% of major disease risks: heart attacks, strokes, many cancers, diabetes. Third, it lifts depression more effectively than medication for many people, rewiring your brain's emotional circuitry. Fourth, it dissolves stress, making you sharper and more productive. Fifth, it grows new brain cells in your frontal cortex, boosting cognitive function by 10%. Combine aerobic fitness with good sleep, and you're 20% sharper than your sedentary, exhausted self. Regular aerobic activity cuts Alzheimer's risk by 40%. A 70-year-old following this program will have the aerobic capacity of a healthy 45-year-old. Starting feels impossible when you're out of shape. John, in his 60s, began with a half-mile walk in soft sand. Crippling soreness nearly ended his journey, but he persisted, shortening walks until his body adapted. A year later, 6 days weekly, no exceptions, he walked 5 miles daily, lost 60 pounds, and discovered genuine happiness. Where you start doesn't matter. Consistency does. Your workout intensity depends on your goal, health or fitness. Health requires 45 to 60 minutes at 60 to 70% maximum heart rate, 4 days weekly, enough to prevent decay and disease. Fitness demands more, but isn't essential for most. 4 zones define aerobic intensity. Zone 1, 60 to 70%, allows conversation with deep breathing. Zone 2, 70 to 80%, permits talking between harder breaths. Zone 3, 80 to 90%, makes conversation difficult. Zone 4, 90 to 100%, represents all-out effort not recommended after 60. For health-focused aerobics, warm up 10 to 15 minutes, maintain target heart rate for 30 minutes, then cool down. When comfortable, advancing to fitness brings greater capacity, longer distances, steeper climbs, better weight control. The endurance level, 70 to 80%, means seeking challenges rather than avoiding them. Interval training delivers rapid gains. Push hard for 60 to 120 seconds, reaching 80% max. Recover at 65 to 70% for similar periods. Repeat. Beginners might manage 15 minutes total. 45 minutes represents impressive endurance. For easier intervals, try the TV solution. Exercise easier during programs, push hard during commercials. While fitness feels great, health remains non-negotiable. For the fortunate, aerobic exercise becomes life's sweet pleasure, offering both physical exertion and meditative clarity. While aerobic exercise prevents death, strength training makes living worthwhile. Without intervention, you'll lose 10% of muscle mass per decade after 40, accelerating after 70. Yet older athletes maintain muscle comparable to those decades younger, proving decline is optional. Strength training delivers four critical benefits. It increases strength 35 to 50% within 6 months, preventing falls and maintaining mobility. It grows new bone, combating the 1 to 2% annual loss that leads to osteoporosis. It restores balance and coordination that otherwise decline 12% per decade. And it relieves pain while preventing joint problems. Consider this. 50% of women who break a hip after 60 never walk unassisted again, and 20% die within a year. Weight training creates necessary cellular stress, triggering growth hormones. Daily activities aren't strenuous enough. Lifting to muscle fatigue intentionally damages cells at microscopic levels, forcing repair and strengthening. We all live in metaphorical glass boxes defined by our movement capacity. Without training, these boxes shrink with age, dangerously limiting movement by 60. Proper strength training maintains and even expands this range, directly determining quality of life. Traditional strength training evolved from bodybuilding's machine-based isolation exercises. While building impressive muscles, this approach created fundamental problems by training muscles separately rather than as integrated systems. Real movement involves muscles, bones, and neural pathways working in concert across three dimensions. Athletic movements generate power from legs through core to extremities in complex, coordinated patterns. Free weights surpass machines because they require balance and stabilizing adjustments that strengthen supporting muscles and neural connections essential for functional movement. Your neural signaling system is the true foundation, billions of neuroconnectors working as an integrated grid. Strength training is actually signal training, teaching neural pathways to fire in coordinated patterns. Despite years of cycling and machine-based leg presses, one practitioner developed hip problems because supporting muscles weren't properly trained. Though capable of pressing 400 pounds, neglected supporting muscles deteriorated, causing joint misalignment and torn cartilage, all potentially avoidable with whole-body exercises like squats and lunges. Good posture and core strength form the foundation. About 80 to 90% of us have bad posture and weak cores, leading to inevitable back pain. Maintain neutral spine alignment. You should be able to draw a plumb line through ear, shoulder, hip, knee, and ankle. A properly positioned head weighs 12 pounds. Jutted forward 3 inches, it creates 37 pounds of strain. This commitment delivers radically improved energy, fitness, mood, and health, eliminating 70% of aging effects and 50% of serious illness risks. Exercise becomes the foundation for a life fully realized, not just longer, but truly better. The recommended schedule, 4 aerobic days, alternating long, slow, and endurance intensity, plus 2 strength days with rest between. Build towards specific goals, a biking trip, ski vacation, mountain hike, then reduce to maintenance before pursuing new objectives. This isn't about perfection, but sustainability. Where you are today doesn't define tomorrow. Your body is still listening, still capable of responding. Movement is medicine, not masking symptoms, but rebuilding foundations. Your body isn't betraying you with age, it's responding to the messages you've sent. Change the message, change everything. The tide pulling you toward decay can reverse through the ancient, powerful act of moving your body as designed. Start where you are. Begin tomorrow. The best years of your physical life might still be ahead.